And the first thing is this, three kings. We read the account in Matthew's Gospel, but did we hear it? We three kings of Orient are. Are they kings? No, they're wise men. Are there three? No, we're not told how many there are, only that they brought three gifts. Do we know their names? No. Do we know where they came from? No, only that it was from the east. Did they turn up just after the shepherds? No. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. A young child, not a baby. A house, not an outhouse. Do we know anything about the star? Why they associated it with Jesus' birth, or how they followed it? No. Well, are we told anything about them? Yes, one thing. The thing that matters. The wise men came to worship Jesus. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, distractions. Had we hitched a ride with the wise men to Jerusalem, we would have found a city that was bustling, bursting with activity. Eating and drinking, buying and selling, births, deaths, marriages, divorces, politics, gossip, religious festivals, theological debates. But as the wise men arrived, they refused to be distracted. They were interested in only one thing. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Now, we haven't turned up at Jerusalem. But London is a city, isn't it? Bustling, bursting with activity. Ice rinks, pantomimes, films, The Hobbit, Christmas trees, lights, get-togethers, eating, drinking, giving, receiving, turkey dinners, TV schedules. But wait a minute. There is something bigger than all of these. Something we are in danger of missing. Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? This Christmas, are you looking for the Christ? Three kings, two kings. Now, when Herod gets to hear what the wise men are up to, he's troubled, and it's not, and before long he's got murder on his mind. We read that Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them the time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." But it's a lie. He wants the child dead. Why? He's only a child, born to a peasant girl. What's the panic? Well, it's not just that this might be a rival king. This is Christ the King. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So what's the big deal? Christ the King. Well, it's more than a name. It's a title. And the Bible tells us that the Christ is the promised King. He is the King to end all kings. The Son of God, clothed with majesty, glory, power, whose kingdom will have no end. This is the King who will rule the nations, who will bring the blessing of God upon the families of the earth. He will banish death itself. And he will restore a broken relationship between God and us. A king who will usher in a new age of peace and love and everlasting joy. The future is Christ-shaped. But all that in that child. Have you seen the eclipse of the sun? Or maybe you've seen pictures or films of the eclipse. When the moon passes between the earth and the sun. And the disk of the moon covers the disk of the sun. And for a moment, the glory of the sun is hidden. All that is visible is a ring of light around the edge of the moon. It's called the corona. It's like a garland of glory, a sort of crown of light. The eclipse of the sun. And who is the Christ? He's the infinite God. He is unutterably glorious. But he becomes a child, a man. And for that lifetime, the glory is all but hidden. Yes, we can see a corona. We can see a ring. There is glory. But it's not so bright that we cannot look upon the face of God in Jesus Christ. So what's Herod's problem? Well, he doesn't want a Christ-shaped future. He wants a Herod-shaped future. And there's no room for both. Hence, his murderous plan. But what about us? What's my default position? What's my factory setting? Do I want a Christ-shaped future? And if I'm honest, probably not. In fact, the idea of a king to whom worship and obedience is due, I probably feel very cool towards, and it feels rather like a challenge. No, thank you very much. But maybe we need to slow down. My grandfather used to protest that he hated garlic. And then one Christmas, my mum put out some garlic bread. And he stuffed his face. He couldn't get enough. And he said to her, "Have you got any more? It's lovely. What is it?" And my mum said, it's garlic bread. He said, "Oh, I don't like garlic." Do you see, we can knee-jerk against Jesus without really knowing anything about him. Just the mention of him, just even now talking about him, feels somehow uncomfortable, isn't it? And we knee-jerk against him. Which is why the Bible says, taste and see. Taste and see that the Lord is good. What if there is a king to end all kings? The King of Love, whose name is Wonderful. The answer to all our questions. The end of all our searchings. The ultimate, the absolute. Who rebuilds the bridge between God and me. Who forgives all my sins. Who changes that broken factory setting so that I find in him my all in all. Wouldn't he be worth knowing? Three kings, two kings. King of Kings. What's the right way to respond to Jesus? Well, it's to follow the wise men, isn't it? Now, are you dreaming of a white Christmas? The excitement of that first snowflake. And as you watch it, it falls silently to the ground. And you know that soon the air will be filled with millions of flakes dancing, spinning, pirouetting. And the first flake announces the coming of the many. And what do we have here? Wise men from the east. It's the first snowflake. And soon people will come in their millions to adore the Christ. Why don't you come? Why don't you, this Christmas, follow the wise men. They travelled a great distance. Maybe you've just taken the first step. Maybe just this evening, for the first time in your life, you're taking Jesus seriously. They only had a little bit of light to go by. It was just a star, just a pinprick in the sky. But the light that they had, they followed. Maybe that's all the light that you have. Just a pinprick of light. And maybe for the first time, the message of the Bible is beginning to yield. There's something that's beginning to make sense. They weren't afraid to ask questions. They came asking, "Where is he who was born King of the Jews?" Never be afraid to ask. What's it all about? Is it important? Who is this Jesus? Tell me more. How can I find him? How can I know him? There's a table at the back with various little cards on it. You may find some of the questions on those cards of interest. You feel free to take anything on that table. And the wise men didn't stop looking until they had found Jesus. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Don't stop till you find the Christ for yourself. And you, like they, worship him. And at his feet pour your treasure, your gifts, your all. The wise men were directed from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. And this evening the Bible directs us from Bethlehem to Jerusalem. The scene which the wise men find is delightful, isn't it? Jesus in his mother's arms. But 3 decades later, his life will come to a violent end outside the walls of Jerusalem. Jesus was nailed to a cross, and over his head was written, "The King of the Jews." The King has come, and come to die. I must never forget that I've rebelled against the King of Kings, and that for every act of rebellion there is a price to pay. But the King upon the cross, he dies that punishing death rebels deserve to die, so that all who come to him are given a new life and can enjoy peace with God. Wise men and women and boys and girls still seek Christ. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the new born King.